The British are proud of their democratic traditions and the processes used in all walks of life. I asked people in Truro what sprung to mind when they heard the word democracy.
UK.
Dead.
Lib Dem.
Government.
Then I asked the same for the Church of England.
God.
Fake.
Henry VIII.
Religion.
Whilst I wasn't expecting people to say democratic, I was surprised at how few people knew that as a Christian, if you want to be involved in church matters, you have to be on the electoral roll. I spoke to St Piran's parishioner Tony Bishop, who explained how Christians vote.
Once a year, it's generally towards the end of March or the beginning of April.
Do you feel part of the decision-making process?
Yes.
And what sort of things do you vote on?
We elect the PCC, who is the governing body of the church in the parish.
Reverend Michael Moxham explains the hierarchy within the church.
And the church is divided into provinces, dioceses, archdeaconries, rural deans, parishes. And the head of a province is an archbishop. We have two in this country, Canterbury and York. So then the bishop is the head of a diocese. We happen to be in the diocese of Truro, so our bishop is the Bishop of Truro, Bishop Tim. And within the lay structure, the most important people elected by congregations are the church wardens.
Church warden Marion Holland.
And people should vote for who they want to be their church warden, your bishop's officers. You watch for the congregation and the church. In PCC meetings, we vote for whatever's going on within the church. Like when we wanted the windows in St Michael's, then we look to where the money comes from.
Polly is a former parish council committee member.
We talk about things like, shall we have a new carpet or new pews? And you have to get permission for all these things. And we go around in circles and never get anywhere.
Do you find it frustrating?
Yes, it is. It's very slow moving.
Do you think that's the best way to do things?
It's probably the most democratic way, but it's not a way to get things done. I think you need a motivator. You have a more business-like approach to things, definitely.
I asked Reverend Michael Moxham if the organisational structure was similar to that of MPs and constituencies.
We have three clergy representatives on the General Synod, plus the bishop, and we have three lay people elected from the diocesan synod. When General Synod actually makes recommendations, the House of Bishops will vote as one house, the House of Clergy will vote, and the House of Laity will vote. So on a particular measure, women bishops for instance, until it reaches a 66% agreement in all three houses, it cannot become law. It's then recommended to Parliament, who then approve, and then it receives the royal assent, and then it becomes actual law within the church. And Parliament more and more is leaving the church to make its own decisions. Gone are the days when it was all imposed from above.
Churchgoer Robin van Lingen.
It's important that it is transparent and open, and that people have a view of how it works and have trust and confidence in it. All you have to do is look at the Catholic Church and what they've learned from child abuse scandals to see how much confidence is shaken in the institution, and that just can't be allowed. It's not acceptable.
I asked parishioner Mary Trewoon if the church takes account of grassroots views.
I don't think they really are. I think they're trying very hard. It's very difficult when we have a lady vicar and people will not take communion. A lady bishop is going to be a very big, big hurdle, especially in the rural districts. We don't like to think ourselves as old-fashioned, but we are a little bit more on the high church.
The Reverend Bishop Thornton.
The way the Church of England works, there is always a danger that we are going more slowly than people in the pews would like. But as with any democratic organisation, there are processes in place. So, for instance, in the women bishops issue, there are various technical mechanisms in the church to make sure that on issues which are very important, as many people as possible are consulted. That means that that debate which happened at General Synod cannot go forward until every diocese in the country has debated it. So, for instance, when I go to General Synod in July, we will have as part of our papers the voting figures. So in a way, that's quite a significant bit of democratic stuff going on.
I ask whether there's a general feeling of apathy amongst parishioners.
I think there can be considerable apathy.
The Reverend Bishop Tim.
I was very intrigued the other day to hear that the membership of political parties in this country has gone down from 4 million to 500,000. Now, I think that kind of rate of decline we don't have in the church. We still do have large numbers of people who are involved. Yes, there is some degree of apathy.
So how does the church reach out to engage with more people, young and old?
I mean, interestingly, there was a report just the other day about one of the ways which we are apparently going to consult about the new Archbishop of Canterbury is on Twitter and through the Church of England.
But is social networking the answer to get greater involvement? Bishop Tim.
There is a difference, I think, between properly being accessible to all aspects of every generation and a democratic means which actually then isn't very democratic, by which I mean, I just don't know the figures, but yes, many young people will be on Twitter, but actually not all young people will be on Twitter and not all young people have access to it. So I'd be slightly nervous about, you know, tying our colours to the mast of saying Twitter, if in fact that's excluding significant chunks of the population from our processes. And that's true of any democratic process.
Churchgoer Robin van Lingen sums up what's important.
I mean, I think the church is a church of the people. Without the people, there is no church. And I think it is important that, you know, as times and people change, that they take notice of that. Quite how they do it, I don't know. But I think it's an important concept, yeah.
Tina Bessel, BBC Radio Falmouth.